Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So, Mike, I guess you've probably lived in a number of different places over the course of your life, you know, from sort of parents' house to college room or something.
Yeah, college
your
apartments.
Own first place on your own.
Yeah.
Maybe sharing with friends.
Sure, done that.
Which is amongst your, like, have you got a favorite?
Well, one would be probably the coolest apartment was a huge loft, a huge open space in Montreal, windows on two sides, freezing cold in the winter, outrageous rent, but right in the middle of the cool part of downtown. The guy upstairs was a very cool dude. It was just a cool apartment. So that was cool. And then I also lived on a mountain in Shizu.
I always
say it wrong. And that was interesting because we had snakes, we had scorpions, we had centipedes.
They have scorpions here?
Yeah. It was like living in the Discovery Channel.
Cool.
So that was interesting for a year, and then I moved back to the city. So those are two that stick out. What about you?
My favorite place was, again, an apartment in the middle of Nottingham, where I'm from.
Yep.
It had a balcony, and the balcony sort of extended across a rooftop.
So it
kind of felt like I had a huge amount of space. Big French windows.
Nice.
And it was the first place I truly had that was like my entire house or the entire set of rooms by myself.
Oh, it was yours. You didn't have to share.
I was renting it by myself because I was able to afford it. And it was a really nice new place, convenient for everything in town. So
great.
Yeah, all the good stuff, basically.
Yeah, that sounds like a very memorable one.
Yeah, so this article is all about how to turn a house or a new place you're going to live into a real home. It's a dialogue between Pat and Laura. Let's read it through and find out what happens.
Reading.
Turning Pat's house into a home. Pat and Laura enter Pat's new home.
Well, here's my new place. What do you think of it?
I like it. It's much bigger than your old place, but it's missing one thing.
What's that?
You don't have any furniture. This house is almost empty.
Since you're really into design, do you have any suggestions?
To start with, I would buy a red carpet and a comfortable armchair for your living room.
I can picture that. Do you think I should hang a chandelier from the ceiling?
I think you can save money and just buy a nice ceiling lamp instead.
Good idea. Say, could you take a peek into my bedroom?
You have your own bedroom? You're lucky. I have to share a room with my sister.
Yeah, but I have no idea what kind of bed I should buy.
I'd pay extra for a good mattress and comforter. Good sleep is really important for your health.
Pat continues showing Laura around the house.
So the article begins with a description of what's going on at the start of the dialogue. And we see that Pat and Laura enter Pat's new home. So seems like Pat's just moved house or moved to a new apartment and he's showing Laura, you know, where he's moved to.
All right. So Pat's kind of showing Laura around and he says, well, here's my new place, my new home, my new apartment. Place kind of covers all of that stuff, the new place that I live. And then he asks, what do you think of it? He's interested in hearing Laura's opinion of his new place.
And Laura says, I like it. And then she gives a couple of at least one reason. She says, it's much bigger than your old place. So again, we're using place there to just mean where you lived. And this one seems to be bigger. It's got a lot more space. But one reason maybe why it seems to have more space, Laura kind of introduces this. She says, but it's missing one thing.
It's missing one thing?
At least one, I think. A mysterious thing to say.
So Pat, of course, wants to get to the bottom of this mystery. So he asks her, what's that? What's the one missing thing?
And Laura says, you don't have any furniture. And this is probably pretty obvious if you look around.
And important.
Exactly, because furniture is the movable items in a room or an office that make it fit for living or working in. So we're talking things like tables and chairs and beds and bookshelves and things like that. We're not talking about fixtures that stay in one place. So a toilet and a shower in the bathroom and a sink in the kitchen, they don't count as furniture.
No.
We call them fixtures, and it probably has all that stuff. So we're talking more things that you would sort of live on, sit in, sleep on, and otherwise use.
Keep things in, too.
Exactly. Mm. So, and it doesn't seem to have any of that. Pat's moved into basically just an empty room with a few sort of built-in, maybe a few cupboards and a bathroom and a kitchen bit in the wall, and that's it.
Maybe some appliances, A-P-P-L-I-A-N-C-E-S. Those are the machines, like a stove or a fridge.
Kettle
or
and so on.
Something
yeah.
like that. Often those might be in the apartment, but if you're moving in, often there is no furniture, so that's something you have to take care of, and also you have to move it all up the stairs.
The worst bit.
That's no fun.
Here's an example sentence for furniture. These chairs are old, and one of them is broken. We need some new furniture.
This is the kind of thing people go to IKEA to buy, right?
Exactly.
That's what they're known for, furniture. You don't get TVs and stoves and fridges at IKEA. That would be a different store, but tables, chairs, things like that. All right, and so Laura's looking around, and, you know, with this lack of furniture, with there being no furniture there, she states the obvious, this house is almost empty. Yeah, absolutely. There's just a fridge over in that corner and a kettle sitting on the floor over here by the door. It's looking pretty sad. It's looking pretty empty. If something is empty, there's nothing inside of it. That's all. If you get a cup out of your cupboard, and before you pour anything or put anything in it, that cup is empty. There is nothing inside except a lot of space, a lot of air. For example, could you please give me some more coffee? My cup is empty. There's no coffee in my cup, and I want more. Fill my cup. If something is not empty, the opposite would be it is filled or it is full, F-U-L-L.
Okay, so this is a problem, and Pat doesn't seem to have that many ideas. Maybe this is why he has no furniture. And he says to Laura, since you're really into design, do you have any suggestions? So the word design, this could be a plan for something, or it could be the pattern something has. Like, Mike is wearing a shirt with a check design, I'm wearing one with a striped design. But here, design means the arrangements of something's features, and it also the idea of coming up with the purpose of this plan, of this look. So clothes design is coming up with ideas for what clothes will look like. Interior design means the inside of buildings and rooms, so from the overall colours and shapes that are used, all the way down to the small details. Design is also the process of coming up with these ideas. Now, here we're using it as a noun, but you can also use design as a verb. You say, I'm going to design something, and this is the action of planning it all out. Here's an example of using it as a noun. I really like the design of this restaurant. It's so modern.
All right. So it's got a very modern look to it, the way things are placed, the decoration, all of that stuff. It's very modern. It's probably very industrial with lots of clean lines and open spaces or something like that. All right. So this would be a suggestion. All right. A suggestion is basically an idea that you think is a good idea, but you're just kind of putting it out there. It's not an order. It's not a demand. It's not a command or anything like that. It's like, I think this. What do you guys think? So that's basically your suggestion. For example, you could say, do you have any suggestions about what we should do next weekend? I'm looking for good ideas. Does anyone have any good ideas they want to bring out and say to the group?
Well, Laura has got some ideas for designing Pat's house or home. She says, to start with, I would buy a red carpet and a comfortable armchair for your living room. These seem pretty necessary. And she begins this sentence by saying, to start with. And we use this when we begin to give instructions or we begin to kind of give a list to someone. And it indicates, firstly, that we're beginning, and it also indicates there are more items to follow. When we say to start with, we often follow it with the main or the most important idea, or at least the thing that should be logically first in a list or set of instructions. For example, if you were cooking, you'd say to start with, You know, it could be heat some oil in a pan or to start with, boil some water. So a carpet is pretty important to start with when you're looking at designing a room. But what is a carpet?
A carpet is, well, I guess you could say a carpet is a type of furniture.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of.
A lot of people might include that. They do sell carpets at IKEA. So
all right. Maybe there we go.
Maybe that proves it's furniture. But basically, a carpet is not something you put things on. Well, sort of you do. It's not something you sit on. Well, sort of you might. But a carpet basically covers the floor. It's a thick piece of material or a woven piece of material that's used to cover floors to keep the floor clean, to keep the floor warm, especially if it's sort of a hard wooden or hard stone floor in the wintertime. The carpet can keep your feet warm. Carpets are used for decoration, so they're often quite colorful with designs and patterns. They can be many different sizes from, you know, a few meters by a few meters to something that covers the whole floor of your living room or something like that. We often use carpets in the living room, in the bedroom. You rarely see a carpet in a kitchen because people will spill things on it. And of course, in a bathroom, it wouldn't make a lot of sense because it will get wet and stuff like that. So carpets are things we use in living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms to keep the floor covered, to keep the floor clean, to keep our feet warm, and to provide some color and decoration to the room. We can also call it a rug, R-U-G. Rugs and carpets are fairly similar.
Yeah, I often think of it as a rug you can sort of take up and move around, and a carpet is sort of fixed down.
Okay, but then we also talk about a Persian carpet.
Which is a type of rug.
Which is the kind of rug.
They can sometimes come in and out, but
that's right.
Yeah, generally carpets will be fixed down and a rug will be something you'd move.
Yeah, in that case, the carpet would be designed for the room and it will go right to the edges of the wall. And you're right, it'll be sort of glued or nailed down, whereas a rug might be rolled up and can be moved around or taken out to be cleaned. For example, you could say this carpet is over 50 years old and was owned by my grandparents. It's an ancient Persian carpet they bought in Abyssinia.
Cool. Okay, so Laura's given some suggestions, and one of them is a comfortable armchair with a red carpet. Pat says, I can picture that. Now here he's used picture as a verb. To picture something is to create a picture in your mind of how something will look. It's similar to the word imagine. So if you say, I can picture that, you mean, I can imagine that. I can imagine how it will look.
All right. So there you go. So he's sort of picturing some of these ideas that Laura has. And then he asks her a question. He's looking for some suggestions or at least an opinion. He asks Laura, do you think I should hang a chandelier from the ceiling? Ooh, that would be kind of fancy. Because a chandelier is basically a type of light fixture. It's a type of light. But it's a little bit more complicated than your normal lamp that just hangs from the ceiling. Chandeliers often have crystals or colored glass. They often have many different lights. It almost looks like something you would put candles on. And actually, to give you a little bit of French, the French for candle is chandelle. So there you go. So, you know, it's the kind of thing you might see in a grand ballroom or a fancy dining room in a restaurant or an old home or a palace or something like that. But people still do use chandeliers, but not the kind of thing you'd put in your bedroom or in the bathroom or something like that. Maybe reserve it for one of the more social rooms, like a living room or especially a dining room. And of course, you might hang your chandelier from the ceiling because that's where you'd hang it from.
A ceiling is the inner upper surface of a room or some other kind of inside place. So it's not the roof, which is the outside. It's the ceiling. If you're inside and you look up, that's the ceiling. Okay, for example, we could say, there's a big spider crawling across the ceiling, which always seems to happen to me just when I don't want it to.
Oh my gosh, especially when you're lying in bed staring up at it. Terrifying. All right, so there you go. Laura's thinking about this idea that Pat had about the chandelier idea, and Laura says, as she thinks, and then she says, I think you can save money and just buy a nice ceiling lamp instead. True, chandeliers being bigger, fancier, and with more parts, you know, harder to make, would be more expensive than a nice ceiling lamp. Just one of those things with a wire, a light, maybe a light shade, a nice decorative light shade, but certainly not as many lights and not as much decoration as your typical chandelier. That's what we would say is a ceiling lamp.
Okay, so Pat agrees with this and says, good idea, and then sort of changes the subject. He says, say, could you take a peek into my bedroom? Now, when we use the word say in this way, we use it to introduce a new topic of conversation and very often to ask a question. So it's not like the verb say to say something. It's more like a transition, and it's pretty much only in spoken conversations. You won't see it written down unless you're reading dialogue like in the article, but people would say it actually out loud. Just they wouldn't write it in any kind of formal article or essay as a transition.
Absolutely. It would be kind of like, I wonder, or tell me, or what do you think? Something like that, right? You're just kind of introducing an idea and looking for an opinion, all right? So now we can go to today's shortcut for you, and we'll find out more about take a peek, which is another thing that Pat said. So let's find out about take a peek in today's shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, what have you been up to?
I've just been doing a little shopping.
Oh, yeah? Were you shopping for anything special? Like my birthday?
Maybe.
Really? What'd you get me?
I can't tell you that.
What if I guess? Is it a book? A necklace? Concert tickets?
I'm not telling you.
I know you don't want to show me, but can I just take a peek?
No, you can't take your gifts now.
Well, of course I won't take them. To take a peek means to look at something quickly.
Okay, so to take a peek means 瞥一眼.
Right. So, were you saying you got me more than one present?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
So, take a peek is very much like have a quick look at.
Exactly. Okay, now Laura is impressed and kind of jealous a bit by the idea of Pat saying take a look at the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because she says, you have your own bedroom? You're lucky!
Wow.
And why is Pat lucky? Laura doesn't have her own bedroom. She says, I have to share a room with my sister.
Well, in that case, I can see why she feels a little jealous, she feels that Pat's lucky. But yes, having your own bedroom comes with its own problems. And Pat says, yeah, but I have no idea what kind of bed I should buy. Right? If you're living at home, your parents probably made those decisions for you. But now Pat has to think about what kind of bed. Should it be big? Should it be fancy? Should it be small? Should it be a water bed? Should it be a canopy bed?
Whoa.
So many options.
There are. Laura, again, is going to give him a suggestion. She says, I'd pay extra for a good mattress and comforter. And she explains why good sleep is really important for your health.
Very, very true.
So here, Laura says she would pay extra. And in this sentence, extra is an adverb. So it's modifying a verb. So pay extra means pay more, because either as an adverb or an adjective, extra means more than is needed. So we could talk about buying an extra ticket to something. And here, extra is an adjective because it's modifying a noun. As an adverb, you could say pay extra, like in the article, or more casually, sleep extra, eat extra, and so on. And they're casual uses, but they're okay to just mean sleep more and eat more. We could also use extra as an adjective to modify an adjective. And this is quite casual, so extra spicy. Spicy is an adjective, so here extra is an adverb. Extra spicy means more spicy than normal. Extra large, when we're talking about shirt sizes, that's larger than normal. Here's another example using an extra as an adverb. The rich man would prefer to pay extra to fly business class, as these seats are more comfortable.
Yeah, so he'll pay more.
Exactly.
A little bit more than normal. All right. And so this is a good idea to pay extra for a good mattress and a good comforter. Mattress, of course, is that big cushion, I guess you could say, that you sleep on, right? It's the one filled with springs that you basically lie on. They do actually cost quite a lot, especially if you do get a good one. But I would say good advice. I bought a cheap mattress years ago, and then recently I moved and bought a more expensive one. What a huge difference. I used to have all these back and neck problems. All gone. all gone with a good mattress. So that's good advice. And a comforter, well, this is what goes on top of you. So you lie on the mattress, and then on top of you, especially on a colder night, you would have a comforter. A comforter is a large, soft, flat bag filled with feathers or artificial material. Basically, yeah, it's a thick, thick blanket. Sometimes it's called a duvet, D-U-V-E-T. You might have a cover over that called a duvet cover or a comforter cover, I suppose. But basically, it's just a thick, fluffy blanket. So a blanket would be a little bit thinner, but the duvet is filled with this extra stuff like feathers or this kind of foamy stuff. So it's a little bit thicker, and it provides you with a little bit of extra warmth. Now, duvets these days are, and comforters these days are very popular, right?
Yes.
People don't actually wear use a lot of top sheets and blankets so much.
Not as much. It's just too many layers, really.
That's right. And with a comforter, it's quite easy. You can air it out and fluff it out.
Yeah.
And
wash the outside, no problem.
Almost as good as new. So there you go. Especially on a nice, on a cool night, it keeps you nice and warm in bed.
Okay, so the article finishes with a bit more description. Pat continues showing Laura around the house.
That's right. They haven't even gone in the kitchen yet.
I'm sure Laura will have more suggestions, but right now we're going to have to leave them because it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's question is, what types of furniture do you have in your bedroom?
Oh, in my bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh, I have very little furniture in my bedroom.
Okay.
We haven't gotten around to decorating it yet.
I see.
We have the bed.
Important.
The bedside tables.
Also
where you keep
important.
Your book and, you know, your other stuff. I put my
clock,
glasses there,
light,
alarm
yeah.
clock, you know. And two large wardrobes and drawers where we keep our clothes.
Okay.
That's about it.
Well, my living room is actually rather small, so we tend to spend a bit more time in the bedroom because the bedroom has got these two kind of desk-like things that are built into the wall.
Oh,
one's in front of a mirror, so I tend to give that one to the wife.
Does she use it as a desk or as a dressing table
for
makeup and stuff?
Yeah, and then the other one is in front of the window, and I use that as my kind of place for a computer
that's
and workstation
work area?
Because our living room doesn't really have a table that's it's very low, so you can eat off it and put stuff on it, but you couldn't sit down and write at it, which is something that I would need to do quite often.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be comfortable using a computer there.
So there you go.
There we go. So there are a couple of chairs as well, the cupboards, the wardrobes, a lot of desks, a bookcase. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty full room. It is the biggest room in the house.
It's the room you spend the most time in, probably?
Yeah, and most of our stuff is in there, except for the TV. Mm-hmm. One day Z would like a TV in the bedroom, but we're not there yet.
Not there yet. No, okay. I don't think I'm going to do that. That like a way to lose sleep. So what about you guys? What kind of furniture do you have in your bedroom? Did you pick it out? Did your parents pick it out? Have a chat about that. Decorate away, and we'll be back with more very, very soon. Until then, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Turning Pat's house into a home. Pat and Laura enter Pat's new home.
Well, here's my new place. What do you think of it?
I like it. It's much bigger than your old place, but it's missing one thing.
What's that?
You don't have any furniture. This house is almost empty.
Since you're really into design, do you have any suggestions?
To start with, I would buy a red carpet and a comfortable armchair for your living room.
I can picture that. Do you think I should hang a chandelier from the ceiling?
I think you can save money and just buy a nice ceiling lamp instead.
Good idea. Say, could you take a peek into my bedroom?
You have your own bedroom? You're lucky. I have to share a room with my sister.
Yeah, but I have no idea what kind of bed I should buy.
I'd pay extra for a good mattress and comforter. Good sleep is really important for your health.
Pat continues showing Laura around the house.
Vocabulary review. Furniture. This store sells lots of furniture. From couches to tables to shelves. Empty. That box over there is empty, so you can put your things in it. Design. This chair has an interesting design. It was made out of one thick piece of wood. Carpet. Many Americans have carpet in almost every room in their homes. Ceiling. John looked up at the ceiling and saw there was a big spider hanging above him. Extra. This restaurant is known for its extra large hamburgers. They're really big.